directly from Sofia, Plamen Dimitrov. Welcome.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
Yes, and you were a guest on Radio Nordfront this February or March, I think, when the World Jewish Congress and other communist and Jewish organizations were halfway successful in banning the Lukomarsch for the first time. I guess there has been a lot of development since then, and you will get the chance to fill us in. But first, for all our listeners who does not know you or the Bulgarian National Union, tell us a bit about yourself and your organization.
I am the head of international relations in our organization. Also, I am the leader of the organization in the capital city of Sofia. And for the last 8 years, I was in charge of organizing Lukomarsch. Just in short, about our organization. Bulgarian National Union, or BNS, was established in 2001. We are nationalists, of course, and in general we are a third position movement. We are against both capitalism and all forms of Marxism and communism. In some sense, we continue the ideas of General Hristo Lukov, who was a Bulgarian national hero, a nationalist leader. And we organize many different kinds of activities, but we are famous mostly with Lukomarsch, which is in honor of General Hristo Lukov. And this march is the largest annual nationalist event in Bulgaria.
Yes. And as I said, this year it was the first time that the hostile forces had some success in banning the Yale Lukomarsch. But you held some kind of march anyway, didn't you?
Yes. They ban us to go through the streets. They just allow us to gather in front of the house of the general. So it wasn't actually a ban. It was like a restriction of the event.
Yes, exactly. And at the same time, there was some kind of legal process against your organization after some TV show. You had one of your members was a guest on a TV show or something.
Yes, our leader was a guest on a TV show, and this is actually a personal case against him. His trial is in the Commission Against Discrimination. He's on trial because basically he said in a Bulgarian TV show that Bulgaria is a home of Bulgarian people and other ethnic groups there are our guests. And this commission is like a political institution. And I think that even if they find him guilty on this trail, I think that at normal court, these charges will be dropped because it is nothing that is against the law in his statement, actually.
I see, but since then something else has happened. There has been a legal process against you as an organization. How did it start?
Yes. It is a new case against our organization. Under foreign pressure, the Prosecutor General pressed charges against our organization with the intention to dissolve BNS. Despite that the charges are actually really absurd and are not backed by any real evidence, a court case started on 5th of October. But it's actually very interesting what happened few days after this. In 8th of October, I think it was, the European Parliament voted a resolution on the rule of law and fundamental rights in Bulgaria. It was presented as a document that condemns the corruption of the political regime in the country. But in reality, it's an attempt to force ultra-liberal and anti-national typical globalist policies on Bulgarian people. The resolution demands things like, you know, gay marriages, adoption of children by gay couples, severe restriction on freedom of speech, and of course repressions against all those who oppose such policies. But in this resolution also is mentioned the positive things that Bulgarian government managed to do. And one such thing is, you can see in Article 15 of this resolution, there the European Parliament say that they are welcoming the judicial ban of Lukov March and the opening of an investigation into the organization behind it, which is our organization. So this statement is actually an attempt to pressure Bulgarian court into, you know, taking the right decision, because in Bulgaria still the court is relatively independent and it's mostly acting according to the laws, not so much under political pressure, under political correctness. We have actually won many cases in the court against the authorities. And of course, this resolution is also like an instruction for our government to escalate repressions against nationalist organizations.
That's very interesting. So the European Union is trying to bully your like independent courts to ban political opposition.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's very interesting. I didn't know this. But can you tell us a little more about the forces behind this process? I guess, because I remember the last time you were here, we talked about the World Jewish Congress, an international organization that is also trying to bully our government to ban us. They were kind of behind this try to ban the Lukov March. Are they in the shadows also in this case?
I can say that because after the charges were pressed against us, it was this organization that officially congratulated the prosecution. If we talk about these forces on a local level, those are all the neoliberal NGOs sponsored by George Soros and his network. Of course, the Socialist Party, which is actually the former Communist Party, all the liberal political parties, and two local Jewish organizations. You know, because General Lukov was murdered by a communist Jewish woman, and, you know, they prefer, instead of apologize for this, to try to make the general look bad, and of course to present us as very evil and dangerous because we are commemorating his memory. So it was actually those organizations that bring the World Jewish Congress in the game.
I see. Yes, of course, and anti-Semite is always the person who the Jews doesn't like. It's not always any other way.
Yeah, exactly.
But why do you think that they are targeting your organization specifically, and why is it happening right now?
Well, we are maybe the most active nationalist organization in Bulgaria, and we are for sure the most active Bulgarian nationalist organization in on a European level in terms of cooperation with other nationalists. And of course, we organize Look of March. That is the main reason, because it is not only the largest annual nationalist event in Bulgaria. Its popularity in Europe has grown a lot, and many nationalists from all over Europe visit Look of March. It became like a hub for European nationalists to meet and to connect with each other, and to start establishing forms of cooperation. And the globalists are really afraid of this cooperation between the European nationalists.
I see. I think you're probably right. The European countries, they allow radical opposition to a certain degree, but if you become too successful, if you get too much attention, then they will try to strike down on you.
Yes.
And do you think it's a coincidence? Because, I mean, you have now the Bulgarian National Union is on trial right after the Nordic Resistance Movement was banned in Finland, also after a trial. And there has also been a trial in Greece where the Golden Dawn was declared a criminal organization. Is this a coincidence, or do you think the European Union has some kind of coordinated attack against the more successful nationalist organizations?
I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's very, very well coordinated and precise action against nationalist movements in Europe. The resolution that I told you about of the European Parliament just confirmed it. European courts, I think it was a few days ago, they confirmed the ban of French organization. Last year, some Polish organizations were banned and dissolved. Last year, we have announced in Sofia the creation of Alliance for Trans Europe, together with our comrades from Germany, France, Hungary, Poland, and Czech Republic. I think I mentioned this last time. It's an organization for cooperation between European nationalists.
Yes.
Nationalists. And literally every organization after this, literally every organization that was involved in this alliance had problems with the authorities in its own country. So I think our enemies are very afraid of this, cooperation between European nationalists.
Yeah, it seems like it, of course. And I guess I never heard about that organizations like in France or in Poland was banned. I don't know if you, the other guys here, heard of it.
No, but this organization in Great Britain.
Yeah, of course, the National Union.
National Action, wasn't
it? Action. Yeah, I've heard of that, but not in France or in Poland.
Yeah,
that's very interesting.
The French organization was Young Nation, and in Poland, one of the organizations is Sturmovci. At the moment, I cannot recall the other organization, how it was called.
Yeah, but it's very, very interesting. And I think you're right. I think they are very afraid of cooperation, international cooperations between nationalist and anti-globalist forces. Because if you cooperate, then you are, of course, stronger.
But
since the fall of communism in Bulgaria, then has this ever happened? Has the state ever banned an organization in Bulgaria?
Actually, no. The case against our organization is the first case after the so-called fall of communism. It is demand an organization to be banned on political reasons. So it's actually a very unique case. And what is really interesting is that the allegations of the prosecution, their documents, they look exactly like the documents that the communist prosecutors used against their political enemies. It's quite similar.
I see. So they just copied it from the communist area.
Yeah, kind of like it kind of like looks like this. And of course, the accusations are against our organizations are like usual, like promoting racial hatred and violence, discrimination against other ethnic groups and sexual minorities, that we are a paramilitary organization and we are against the Constitution, and even that the existence of our organization is against the international laws that Bulgaria has signed after the Second World War. And of course, there are literally no real evidence to prove any of these claims. But this, despite of this, the case was opened. And if the court is just and objective, they cannot, the prosecution cannot win. But their only chance is if the judges are under the influence of the lobby. You know?
Yeah, of course. But do they have some kind of legal backing of even opening a case like this? Because, for instance, in Sweden, they can't really do it like they did in Finland, because we don't, in our constitution, the right to assembly and the right to organize is so strong. So there's no, if they want to ban us, they have to make a new law. But here it seems like they haven't made a new law, but they just took it to court. Do they? Is there a law behind it? Can they do it from the first place?
No, nothing like from the things that they filed against us as charges. There are no legal reasons. They cannot actually prove any of these claims. They have like 250 pages that must be the evidence, but there are not actually any evidence there. You know, they're just like some pictures from our website, or even some posts from Facebook from different people. There are some of mine, posts, but also to some people that have nothing to do with our organization. It's have nothing to do with the actual evidence.
Yeah, and let me guess, they are also interviewing these experts in these papers who is Reds or something, who don't like you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only expert that they ask there about, the person, General Hristo Vukov, and the organization that he led, was one guy who is far left. You know, he has media. He was in the media talking against Vukov March and against us. And, you know, he's openly a leftist, and he is their expert on these topics.
It's the same in Sweden. They do the same in Sweden, actually.
Yeah, they let our enemies define us all the time as experts, quote unquote. So yeah, it's always like that. But so I guess it's very hard to tell how what the chances are for the enemy to succeed. You say it depends on if they go by the law, there's no way. But if they if it was already decided beforehand, they might do it anyway.
Yes. It's like, 50-50 chance. It depends on the judges. If they are really objective, this cannot pass. But if they are under some political influence, as you said, they already made a decision.
I see. And do you know now what the practical consequences would be if you were to be banned? I mean, could you just start a new organization with a new name, or will there be some kind of ban on you personally from organizing in a similar manner, or is that, do you know that?
Yes, we can register another organization. We don't have these laws like in Germany where you have organization that is banned and you cannot gather together anymore. No, they can only erase our organization from register. We can make new one. It is possible if they manage to ban us for them to try to press personal charges against some of us based on this trail.
Yeah.
I don't know, but of course we are not giving up. If they ban the organization, we will surely register a new one.
Yeah, and I guess there's possibilities to try to overrule the verdict to higher stances like Supreme Court and so on.
Yeah. We have two more instances to go if we are banned on this level. So I think it will be a long trail, and I think it's. One of the things that they want, because even if they don't win this trial, it's a way for them to sabotage our work. Such trials cost a lot of money, time and effort, of course. And they want to make troubles for us. And I think they hope that when other nationalists see this, they will be demoralized. They will say, oh, it's really hot. It's better if I don't do anything. I think it's one of the effects they want to accomplish.
Yes, yeah, of course. To scare people, yeah, of course, yeah. Sure, but how, the public in Bulgaria, has there been any reactions to this?
We have many people that support us. There are even some journalists who sympathize us. And in general, the society doesn't take good these political repressions. And it's quite obvious that this is a political repression. And I think that our enemies realize this because when the trail began a few days ago, the three of the largest TV channels were planning to send their reporters on the trail. And at the very morning before the trail, They called off their people. And I know this from one journalist. So I think at this point they will try to silence this.
Yeah. And maybe like the people of the Bulgarians, they remember the oppression during communism and they are more aware of this kind of oppression from the government.
Yes. And it really looks like the communist trails. You know, it's totally political, and the charges have no actual proof. They are like tough crimes. You don't think right, so you must be punished.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible. But can you tell us a bit more what will happen now? Like when will the trial be over, and when will we have a verdict to be announced, and what are your plans as an organization?
Well, we have the first trial already passed. I was one of the witnesses. They take our witnesses' statements. And it's interesting because the court has appointed another expert to give his expertise on General Hristo Lukov and the organization that he led. So this will be interesting because the first expert, the one who is very far left, his claims were actually not backed but by any historical documents. It was like just his opinion. So the court appointed another person. We have some ideas, but we will plan our actions according to how the trial is going.
But who was the prosecutor?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Who is the prosecutor? You don't know who it is in this trial.
I don't remember the name of the prosecutor, but the order for these charges came directly from the head of prosecution in Bulgaria. It's Ivan Geshev is the name of this person, and he's like totally a political figure.
Yeah, okay.
Very often his actions are entirely political, and they get in conflict actually with the laws. So, and you know, many people doesn't like him because of this. But he's like the person that the U.S. embassy likes.
Okay.
I see. That sounds bad.
Yeah.
Then also a person who the Jewish people like.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. After this process, they like him a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, but the new expert who is going to testify, do you know anything about him? Is he a better, like, is he more truthful about the history and...
Well, he's a historian, and I don't know if he had any political connection or if he has you know, some sympathies or some ideology. So I don't know what his decision will be, what he will write. But for me, it's if he's objective, it's enough.
Yeah, and it seems like the court wasn't satisfied with the far left guy's testimony, so otherwise they wouldn't have called in another guy.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's that sounds a bit hopeful, at least.
Yeah. I think if the judges are like normal people, this cannot pass.
Yeah, and we talked a bit about it before we went on air that the Lukov March, it will happen anyway. You already booked it and got the permissions and.
Yes, they actually missed the time to officially ban the march. Of course, we expect a lot of troubles. They will try to find some way to stop us from doing this. It's as I said, for 8 years I was in charge for organizing the march, and from 2012 every year, it's literally every year they try to make something to ban the march. A lot of different things, you know, and we have trails against these institutions in the court. So we win most of them, so we'll see what will happen this year. But they missed the time to ban the march officially.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's very good.
But your lawyer. Who represent the organization in this case is what do he think about this and your chances to win and so on?
Well, he thinks what I told you. If the court is you know, not under political influence, we will win. if they are forced by the lobby or their people, you know, it's already a decision that is made. But our lawyer is actually a really good lawyer. He's very professional. He doesn't have any like political allegations or something.
No, it's important to have a good lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, especially in an important case like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
How long will it take for you to get the sentence then? You don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I think it will be a long process.
Yes.
Maybe if the court is already made a decision, they can on this first instance they can try to ban their organization before the week of March, so they can give some chance of the authorities to use it to stop the march. But I don't know.
Okay,
that's one of the things that can happen.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to speak again soon when you get the verdict to evaluate what's going on.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much for taking the time to update us on this troubling development in Bulgaria. Do you have anything you want to say to our listeners before we move on?
I think that the most important message is that we, the European nationalists, must work together and face together these difficulties in order to save our people. I think that's the only way if we work together. And saying this, I want to give my special thanks to all European comrades that announced their solidarity with us, our German and Hungarian friends who have made action to support us, of course our French, Czech, Polish, Romanian friends, and of course you guys for giving me this opportunity to speak. I want to thank you all for this support, because you know it gives me this genuine sense of real brotherhood that has already formed between nationalists in Europe.
Yeah.
That's a very good message. I also believe that cooperation between European nationalists is the way to victory for all of us. Yes. So thank you.
In our chat, they say that this was a really interesting interview. So.
Yeah,
they like you.
Thank you.
Hopefully there will be a lot of people from Sweden next time the Lucro March will be in Sofia.
I'll be very happy if a lot of you can. You're always welcome.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much, Plamen Dimitrov from the Bulgarian National Union, and all the best wishes from Sweden to you and your comrades.
Thank you. Thank you too.